101.5 UMFM!
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
จนยันคืนคอย ที่ปั๊มปากซอยน้องนาขายส้มตำหนุ่มแท็กซี่รูปหล่อและหนุ่มสามล้อมาอุดหนุนประจำแต่คืนนี้ยังไม่เห็นพี่มาแต่คืนนี้ยังไม่เห็นพี่มาหรือว่าพี่ยาเปลี่ยนที่กินส้มตำส้มตำน้องคงไม่อร่อยไม่เหมือนแถวซอยสุทธิสารตรอกสามหนุ่มแท็กซี่เลยเพื่ออัดไปติดสาวเนื้อที่ขายเพียงคำหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่เห็นมีแววหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่เห็นมีแววเคยมาจีบเจ้าเจ้าแต่คืนนี้ยับงำแท็กซี่ไม่มากินส้มตำหนุ่มสามล้อก็ไม่มาเยี่ยมยามแม่ค้าส้มตำหน่อยใจเรือลาจากเย็นกระทั่งจวนสว่างน้องเป้าแนมทางแต่ไม่เห็นพี่ชายเคยส่งเคยรับกลับบ้านคืนนี้มิ่งฝันเป็นอย่างห่างหายหนุ่มแท็กซี่พี่ไม่มากลับกลายหนุ่มสามล้อเพิ่งก็จางห่างหายมันเจ็บในใจเด้แม่ค่าส้มตำจากเย็นกระทั่งจวนสว่างน้องเป้าแนมทางแต่ไม่เห็นพี่ชายเคยส่งเคยรับกลับบ้านคืนนี้มิ่งฝันเป็นอย่างห่างหายหนุ่มแท็กซี่ที่ไม่มากลับกลายหนุ่มสามล้อเพิ่งก็จางห่างหายมันเจ็บในใจเด้แม่ค่าส้มตำ
Thank you. On May 15th, the band Crooked Ice releases their debut album Dark Stars on all streaming services. It features 11 tracks of heavy rock you weren't ready for and includes the track in the background, 1072. She was looking at that ticket for free. Mark June 4th down in your calendar and come see the band play the album front to back at the Osborne Tap House, joined by opening bands Color by Numbers and Flush. The weather will be warm, the past is full of dark stars, and soon, the future will be crooked.
You're listening to International Feel.
I think we're in orbit.
I don't think
is
we got off the rocket in time.
Is that what I think it is?
We overslept.
We were trying to put our transmitter on the new Artemis rocket to increase our broadcasting range to the other side of the moon.
Yeah. And here we are. It's
already taking off.
We're stuck. We're going to be orbiting the Earth.
I only have one pair of pants.
I didn't even bring one.
Yeah, I'm not wearing underwear. I should have been, but I'm not.
We're not prepared for this.
Just in the nude in my spacesuit.
Well, thanks for listening. This is International Feel coming at you live on 101.5 UMFM, UMFM.com. That was UMFM.com.
Yeah, not the United Nations.
Yeah.
Radio station.
No, but we're currently orbiting the Earth on the Artemis 2 spacecraft. Is that what we're on? I don't know how we got on here. We were kind of.
Yeah, well, you were blindfolded. It was supposed to be a surprise.
This was a dare.
we were gonna keep you blindfolded the whole time, bring you on, and then sneak you back off.
Yeah. I think we got the dates wrong.
I think we're running on UTC's time. Or it's like we're still on Central, so it's like this is 6 hours early. That it's like it's a
so that's
blast
it.
Of 5 hours early. I forget.
Now
UTC minus.
Now we have a round trip around the moon.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be, I think, 10 days, so it's going to take a while. So I guess we should relax and get comfortable.
Yeah. Good thing we brought all these records with us.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the specialized radio broadcasting
radio
equipment.
Gear. So I guess we'll be set up. We're good.
Yeah, now that these rockets are off, this place is pretty
it's spacious.
It's nicely sound insulated.
Spacious.
Calm up here. It's quiet.
It's I'm glad I brought my inflatable couch. I can lounge in style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice. It's oddly quiet. For all the we're soaring through space, hurtling through at crazy speeds. It's oddly calm in here.
Relaxing, almost.
It is. It is. I could almost take a nap.
Yeah, I'm cozying up in my 360-degree hammock here to keep me.
As we start to float.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Zero gravity. Oh.
Yep.
That's a fun sensation. I'm gonna do a cartwheel on the roof here.
Whoa. Doesn't seem to have too much of an effect on the turntables.
No. The records are staying
still spinning.
Put. Yeah. It's still spinning properly. We're all good there.
Yeah.
I guess these are especially calibrated by our science team. In the lab. So
Space DJs.
Space DJs. Shout out to
International Field Dynamics.
The Dynamic Lab.
Yeah.
But it's another Wednesday. Or where whatever time you're in. I don't know what time zone space is.
Yeah, Thursday in New Zealand. Shout out to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, we can kind of see New Zealand from here.
Yeah, cruising around here.
Yeah.
This is a nice view.
That's very good.
Wow.
It's calm. It's calm. Above the Earth, it's so peaceful.
It is. We're all connected.
We're all connected here.
It's amazing seeing just kind of everyone in a single gaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes all of the world's problems seem so insignificant.
So small. So small. We're all just sharing this tiny ball.
We're talking to you, listener, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Your problems are now insignificant to us.
That's what International Field says.
Yeah. No one cares.
No one cares.
Your problems
get
are,
over it.
Are no more.
Pull up your pants.
I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah, we went over this already. Nothing but spacesuit.
Yeah. space pajamas for me.
Riding really snug.
Yeah.
It's a space onesie.
Jerry rigged this spacesuit to be a personal sauna.
Well, we weren't really prepared, so this one's a little bit too small for me.
Yeah,
it's like capris. Yeah. Short sleeve.
Or short pants and your astronaut outfit.
Definitely can't go for a spacewalk in this.
Your legs might freeze.
I think we should put it to the test.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Should we open the hatch?
I can't hold my breath that long.
We probably can't. We shouldn't open it.
I think we should open the hatch.
I don't even know if they know we're in here.
All right. That's unsafe.
You want to open the hatch?
I wouldn't mind opening it. I think it'd be fine.
Close that door.
Yeah. Oh. That was way more dangerous than I...
Yeah, I don't think we're staying inside the Artemis from now on.
Yeah. This is our home. We're gonna live here forever.
I hope that brief second an alien didn't slip in.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Ooh.
I have seen the movie Alien way too many times. Yeah. That's how it starts.
Is my face permanently stretched like the while we're talking about movies like Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's frozen.
Comically so.
Yeah. It's been pulled towards the entrance to the hatch.
Yeah.
It's stuck. Yeah. This is no good.
It's no good. We're going to have to reset our faces.
We might have to open the hatch again.
If we find an alien.
Am I going to have to turn around and reopen the hatch? Pulls it back.
All right. You want to reset our faces?
reset our faces here.
All right.
Okay. I'm braced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much better.
Yeah. That was good. All right. Your face looks a little closer to normal.
Closer.
Yeah. Actually, it looks better than before.
Yeah.
International feel in space. This is a new one. Yep. So we're here for 10 days.
We're gonna
broadcast the whole time.
Yeah,
we're gonna head on over to internationalfeel.org. Check in with us. We'll be live casting our space adventure. Or you can also
tune in to the BBC. Yeah. Their live coverage. You'll probably see us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's us.
That's us, yeah. Yeah, you'll see us. We're just kind of like orbiting.
Just imagine we're waving at you.
You'll know when you see us.
Yes. You'll know. Yeah. Like, oh, that's those international field guys who I've only heard. I don't know what they look like.
I look exactly like a Zen.
Somehow they got stuck on a spaceship.
Yep.
Yeah, surprisingly lacks security.
I don't know how.
You just crawl up the rocket and eventually you get in.
Eventually the astronauts should find out we're here.
Yeah, but
we should
until
let
then,
them know.
Until then, I'm fine staying.
It's too late now. We're here for the ride.
Yeah.
We're not in the part that was like
oh, the boosters get discarded?
Yeah.
I hope not.
We probably shouldn't have ate all that food.
Save some of them.
I love astronaut food.
We snacked and then we fell asleep and we woke up. And
Tang and Ritz crackers.
You just can't find that stuff.
Now we got 10 days to ration.
Oof, well.
one pouch of Tang left.
Oh man!
Oh shit! Did it go with the hatch?
I think it did.
Yeah, like all our stuff. Actually, my spacesuit also got pulled off.
I don't think we're gonna survive. Yeah. This isn't. Gonna
supplies are low. We're on day one.
Like hours.
Start the memoir.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's only been a handful of hours. Yeah.
Oh boy!
And, things are looking grim.
Well, if you want to offer us some support, we would love it if you call us in the space line, 204-269-8636. Tell us how to survive 10 days in space with very little supplies and no knowledge of how to...
how we got here how we're going to get out of it.
I mean, we were just kind of like playing hide and seek around that rocket. Here we are. So any tips would be appreciated. Oh, also, I have a tip jar. If you want to throw some coins in the tip jar, that would be appreciated too.
Virtual coins.
Internationalfeel.org. We accept tokens. We're going to have a token-based system soon, right?
Yeah.
We're working on it. We got to get it.
Yeah, so we'll have virtual tokens. So you throw those in our tip jar, you know, if you're feeling generous. Well, I guess we should be generous and play some more music, right?
Yeah, just try to start to put on the music so we can start thinking our way out of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just got to kill some time.
Yeah.
Maybe listen to some tunes.
Kill some time when we don't have any food. It's like, we should just wait until we die.
Let's just see how many zero gravity flips we can do continuously. Let's just do competitions.
Yeah. All right.
Make the most of it.
Okay.
All right. One.
two, three, ooh, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, man.
That was good. That was good. That was 12 flips.
Is my face stretched again?
it's back the way it was, yeah.
Yeah, God. Jeez. Hit me with the head.
There goes my shoes.
Oh, yeah, man. I think that
last of our tank.
That was the last of the tank. All right. Well, we're going to have to scrape together some supplies while we play some music, yeah, I guess.
Figure this one out.
International Feel, we're here for another half hour.
Stay away from music. Stay away. nie ein Wort geglaubt. Ich ahnte doch, ich wusste doch, dass alles schon vorher.
Es bleibt die Sonne und es bleibt der Tag und scheint die Welt auch hin und wieder grau und trüb zu sein. Grau und trüb zu sein. Es bleibt die Sonne und es bleibt der Tag.
Sonne und es bleibt der Tag.
Wer die Liebe sucht, der macht am Ende nicht allein.
Ja, es ist wahr, du fehlst mir sehr.
Hey, you there. Get off your highest perch and mark June 4th down in your calendar. You're going to the Osborne Tap House to see the album release party for Crooked Ice's new album, Dark Stars, out everywhere on May 15th. They'll be playing the album front to back and will be joined by opening bands Color by Numbers and Flush. The weather will be warm. The past is full of dark stars, and soon, the future will be crooked.
You're listening to International Feel.
International Feel.
Special broadcast from the Artemis rocket.
Currently orbiting above the Earth's surface.
A few days out, I think, from the moon. But we've accepted our fate.
Yeah. In space.
If you've been paying attention and listening to the show, you'd know we snuck onto the rocket in the first half. And
here we are.
Orbiting the moon. Gonna check it out.
Yeah. We're just looking outside the little window here, looking at the vast emptiness of space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All three of our faces pressed into this one. The zero gravity. Yeah. I'm upside down. Yeah. That's how we make all three fit.
Right.
We opened the hatch one too many times.
my face is telescopic.
The first two, I think, were fine. Yeah. The third one
was too much.
That was one too many.
Yeah. I don't think there's any going back from the third time. So we've taped the hatch closed. Yeah. We're not going to do that anymore.
That yellow tape around it.
Mm-hmm. But, why are we on the ship? I don't know.
It was an accident.
We couldn't get off.
You know, I don't think we're alone. Like, I know there's the astronauts who we're trying to hide from.
Yeah, but, they can't know we're here.
There's some shady stuff being stored on this.
Yeah.
I don't know what is in transit.
I heard some footsteps just around the corner.
It was...
And there's, like, documents of plans here.
Yeah.
Sketches of dinosaurs.
Ooh.
There's
something.
Did you see that?
Something moving.
Okay.
Wait, are they taking dinosaurs to the moon?
I think that's the purpose of this.
That's what these plans are
suggesting.
Is that
what the whole purpose of this trip is?
Oh, wait.
It's with the paperwork. Okay. You got the plans in front of you there, Maze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a few things here, too.
It says Cybersaurus Rex?
They have...
They're trying to
infected the dinosaurs with AI.
Oh my God! Oh. The dinosaurs are,
and now they have to release them on the moon.
It says here an experiment went wrong when a dinosaur ate a computer.
It's the only way. And now they have to basically create a whole new habitat on the moon for these.
Oh, they're dumping dinosaurs on the moon. AI dinosaurs.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, oh, man. This is the wrong ship to be stranded on. I think we're out of luck.
I think we need to release it.
Out the hatch?
Yeah, out the hatch. Dinosaur out the hatch.
Oh, man.
All right.
I thought that was the last one.
Strap right. yourselves in. We can't. Right. I'm going to hold on to my face.
Okay.
All right, there it is. All right, get the hatch. Get the hatch. Okay. Hey.
Wow.
Hey, it worked.
We got rid of that dino.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, that was close.
Yeah.
That was a close one.
Face intact?
Mostly.
Yeah. Okay. I can live with mostly intact.
I lost all my hair.
I got some teeth missing, I think.
Yeah. But
better than being stuck on a small spacecraft with a dinosaur.
An AI powered dinosaur.
Yes.
Could be more terrifying?
I don't think the dinosaur's dead.
No, it's just kind of, you can just see it floating. It's not that far from the window.
It's like a robotic.
Yeah. It's just orbiting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's red, shiny, metallic eye in the window. Half robot face.
That's.
I don't know how it got that from just eating a computer.
I don't know.
But,
wait.
This is the.
If there was one, what if there's another one?
There could be more.
Oh no! They had a whole crop of them.
Yeah, are they? I think they're cloning.
They're cloning these AI
dinosaurs.
No, the AI has figured out how to breed.
Oh,
see,
The AI has learned to love.
The AI learned to love through dinosaurs.
Life will find a way.
Will find a way.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for killing that one dinosaur. Oh. If it was the product of love.
Yeah. That's...
Who are we?
I don't know.
We become monsters? We're the monsters in this story.
We're the monsters here. Should we exit out the
I think it's the noble thing to do.
I don't know if I can make it for 10 days on this trip, guys. That's a long time.
I suggest we eat Maze.
Maze doesn't want to be here.
One leg each? Yeah, each.
Okay.
All right. Maybe just to the kneecap.
You're in zero gravity. You can just float around.
We take one to start aging.
An ankle.
For the future.
I'll give you an ankle.
I'll take that ankle. I'll bite that ankle. If you let me.
Well, at least it's better you than all the dinosaurs.
Is it really?
Basically the same thing.
I don't think my bites are going to be as effective as these giant Cybersaurus Rex.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would just stop at the ankle.
Who says I'm going to stop? Once you start me up, I never stop.
Just like Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Hopefully not like Mick Jagger.
Hopefully, Mick Jagger, if you're listening, please rescue us from the moon, orbiting around the moon. I know you have the money to send a rocket into space.
I'm going to order an Uber.
Okay.
Maybe they'll pick us up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's actually a great idea.
See if they can send somebody.
How much would that cost? check on that. Well, what an episode. We'll find a way out.
Safe from the dinosaurs.
For now.
Those crafty AI and infected dinosaurs are...
An amalgamation. Yeah,
they're smart.
They're smart.
They'll figure it out.
They're learning.
It's a matter of time.
They're smart and getting smarter.
Yep.
They're being cloned at a record pace.
Yeah. And we're stuck aboard a spacecraft headed... around the moon?
For at least one more episode.
Yeah.
So join us next week. We'll still be in orbit.
I think we'll actually be departing the moon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we're booked in at a swanky moon hotel. So,
okay.
We'll be nice.
Yeah. We'll give you the review.
We'll do it
from the moon hotel and let everyone know how it is. The accommodations.
Maybe you want to book a couple nights stay at the moon hotel. We'll let you know how it goes.
Get the moon massage.
Yeah. Ooh, you got to get the moon massage.
Yeah. And for all the other hotels out there, we're willing to do accommodation reviews.
Yeah, yeah. We're willing to do episodes live on location. Yeah, for sure. Any Swedish spas, just hotels.
Yeah. Once we get back to Earth, we're ready to go.
Any luxury sites, vacations, let us know. We'll review them. Give us a call or contact us at internationalfield.org. We're willing to take on location segments and projects. We love doing this show from various locations.
Especially if it's a paid promotion.
Yeah,
of course.
Paid promotion.
Yeah. So
next week, the moon.
The moon's paying big.
Yeah. Moon's got big bucks.
They do.
Big pockets.
Yeah.
They're trying to get out into the.
Branching out into tourism.
Mainstream, you know?
Tourism, yeah.
The Earth market.
Yeah. Not just billionaires, but
expanding
just
to the Earth
normal
market.
Folks.
Yeah.
Normal folks.
Yeah.
Not just Martians.
The moon is now within reach.
that's their slogan.
That's a good slogan. Yeah. Are you doing ads for the moon?
They're paying big bucks for this stuff.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Of course.
Yep.
All right. Well, International Feel, orbiting around the Earth. Check us out next week.
Tumbling through space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, aren't we all? But us closer to the sun, I guess.
Some more than others.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so. We are one Earth tumbling through space.
Yeah. Well said. That's a good thing to end on. So, check us next week. Check us out on internationalfield.org.
Take care of that planet.
Yeah.
You're only the one of them.
If the right sphere of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left sphere of the brain controls the right side of the body, does this mean only left-handed people are in their right minds?
UMFM 101.5. Listen to by left and right-handed people.
Ooh-wee! If it is what it is, then it is.
I look up to myself, I see them all in the mirror, but I'll be wearing my wealth. Catch me, kicking rhymes like I was vaping in Delph. It's only a matter of time, I need a Grammy on my shelf. Three tapes,